paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we're broadcasting you from Northwest Indiana, Fair Oaks area. Great place, but we got to get into the show. We got big lineup of today's going on. First of all, Captain Tony will be sitting on the dock of the bay in Winthrop Harbor. We'll be talking to him. And then I have Cody Norton coming back on. I'm going to rerun this interview with the wildlife biologist with the bear that I call Yogi. Got his head stuck in a plastic ring that you put on those big plastic drums. He was looking for some food. And for 2 years, he ran around with this, what you would call the collar of shame when you go to the vet with your dog. But it took him 2 years to get it, and they got it off the bear, I think. And everything's fine. We're going to hear from him about that. But then my very good friend Mike Norris, who's a guide up in the Big Green Lake area, as well as some other locations, so south central Wisconsin, for easy to get to anywhere in Wisconsin that you live, or if you live in northern Illinois, you can just jump over the border and go and go fishing with them. He's spanking the smallies big time. And then we're going to get our, of course, the Aiden Fishing Report and more. The board op is sending me a note that says somebody's on hold. It must be Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, I think we've got him once again sitting on the dock by Diamond Ghost Charter's boat. But, Captain Tony, I understand you had one heck of a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what, Chance? We've been catching some small fish, real small fish. No, I'm kidding. No, some kings have showed up, 10, 12, 14. Biggest of the year was the other day. I was fishing out there in the morning, 26 pound.
Oh, you know, my. 26 pounds?
Yeah, 26 pounds. I posted it on Facebook, and a bunch of people are liking it. And I tell you what, it is really happening out there right now. It just looks like it's just going to keep getting better and better. Mm-hmm. The mornings keep switching a little bit. One day is a little bit better than the other. Then it slows down the next day. It's par for the course. They're coming in staging, moving around up and down the hills, going out to deep water, coming back in and feeding. You know, there is a lot of bait around.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, 26 pounds, Tony, that's a huge salmon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was really big. You know, she's full of eggs, big female. Mm-hmm. Took two guys to reel it in. Hit it on a, what was it on? I think it came in on a 10 color.
Oh, my God.
Bacon. It could be a 10 color or a downrigger. My days are blending together
mm-hmm.
so much. But I tell you what, beautiful fish, a lot of meat. I mean, we're not getting limits, you know, don't get me wrong. We're not getting limits, but it's more quality, you know, than quantity, mm-hmm. you know. We took 10 fish that day, and they had three huge bags of fish. You know, the kings are averaging, like I said, over 10, 12, 14 pounds. The other day, we took two 14-pounders for this guy Bobby's birthday, and he was a happy camper, you know, his birthday fish.
Well, you know, when you look at these kings and they hit like that, I mean,
any, you know, 14 to 16, 18, God, even the thought of a 26-pound king on the end of a rod that I'm fighting, my arms would be screaming, you know?
Oh yeah, that's a big fish. That's a lot of power, you know? Kings are so exceptional in fighting, you know? It's like, he screamed 150 yards off the rod. I remember now, it was off a downrigger.
Mm-hmm.
I was running a moonshine Happy Meal, revised what I did to it, ripped off the tape and did something else to it. You know, I customized some spoons. It, I don't know if it mattered or the fish was just hungry, but right place, right time.
Tony, that the guy has to just be absolutely ecstatic, you know?
Oh, yeah, both of them, yeah. They, you know, I had the one guy hold it up. I posted it for him, you know. But, yeah, the day was fantastic. You know, we're catching them in the dark, and it was crazy. I'm only running, like, five rods. I ain't even putting the coppers out until it starts getting light.
Okay. Yeah.
Because those kings are running up into the cores and into the coppers if you got them out early.
Oh, okay.
So I tend to wait, and when the morning bite tends to slow down, then I start putting out my long lines.
Wow. Well, Tony, if somebody wants to get on board Diamond Ghost Charters and spank them salmon, what's the best way to get to you?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If you don't get me, just leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Please leave a message.
Sounds good to me, my friend. I'm going to let you go. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
Fish on. That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with LUN rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock and low rebates as high as $2,500 on 2024s and 2025s powered by your Mercury outboard, plus a four-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a four-year gold Mercury warranty free on any new Mercury motor, and they're dealing on prices on top of that right now. Wow. But those 2026 LUNs and low models are powered by Mercury that are coming in really need to make room for them. So now they can get those deals out on the table that you can't say no to. So come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit the website at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price on a new boat.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cat.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Monster Bass. That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass.
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass.
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Little did I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And as you know, I love the science of the outdoors. And whether it's fishing, hunting, bird watching, water study, what's on top of the water, under the water, in the dirt. Well, not here. It's in the sand, out of the sand in Michigan. But I saw this press release from Cody Norton, and he's with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Cody, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
What's your official title, by the way?
I'm the bear, fur bearer, and small game specialist for the DNR's Wildlife Division.
Bear, fur bearer, and small game specialist? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I basically cover those programs across the state.
Cool. That's really cool. Now, this is what caught my attention. Tell me about this bear that's been running around for 2 years in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. We first became aware of this bear 2 years ago. It was a cub, and it had gotten its head stuck in a blue plastic lid. That had a couple holes in the top and became stuck. We were able to, you know, hear about reports of like trail camera photos of the bear in different locations, but it would show up. Somebody would get a photo. It might get to us, you know, quickly, sometimes later on after the bear had already moved on, but it never seemed to, you know, stay in one place long enough for us to catch up to it until this spring.
Yeah, because the bear's not going to sit there waiting for you, right?
Exactly. Yep. And especially, I mean, fall, you've got bait piles out there. Springtime, it's breeding season. There's a lot of travel, a lot of movement, larger home range sizes for bears. So, yeah, it was hard to keep them in one spot and long enough to get a trap there and get them caught.
Yeah. Now, this lid, this plastic lid that was on a 55-gallon drum with, you said it was a cub, right? That first got its head in there?
Yes. Okay. Yep, he was a cub.
And so bear hunters would take these plastic drums and basically throw a whole bunch of donuts in them. I feel like I'm watching Yogi Bear on television, you know? You know, making a picnic basket for him. So they load up these bins, these plastic drums, put that seal back on the top of it with these holes in it, because that in basically you're trying to keep the bear in the area because he's trying to get the donuts or whatever food they put in there out of these holes, correct?
Yes, except for this bear specifically, we don't know for sure if this was a bait barrel used for bear hunting or if it was a barrel being used to store chicken feed or something else that might have been attractive to a bear. But certainly barrels are used in Michigan on private lands. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the idea is basically to keep the bait. You know, it rains out in the woods. Raccoons try to steal your bait, other smaller carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to try to contain that bait is something that is desirable for most hunters.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it could have just, went by the chicken coop, found this bin full of things and stuck its head in it and got caught. But now, okay, if it was 2 years ago, in 2 years, that bear grew, right?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, when it was a cub, it would have been born that winter before. So it was a very young, small bear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what weight, but probably, 10, 20 pounds by the time it picked up the lid, and we caught it as a 2-year-old and it weighed 110 pounds. So it had certainly grown over that time period.
Okay. So if it went from a smaller, from a cub to, what did it weigh again? What was the size?
So it was 110 pounds.
110 pounds.
Spring when we caught it.
Yeah. So at 110 pounds, that had to put more bulk on that around his neck and his body and everything else. I mean, I'm amazed. Cody, I am just absolutely 100% amazed how this bear lived for 2 years with this collar of shame, like a dog gets when he goes to the vet, on him.
Yes. And we were pretty amazed too. Each time it showed up again on somebody's trail camera in the springtime, we were kind of blown away. We did not, especially the first winter, we didn't expect the bear to be able to successfully den and, make it through a Michigan winter with this thing around its neck.
Yeah.
But obviously it was able to feed itself and eat and drink and put on weight and grow. And once the lid was taken off the bear, it was pretty amazing what good condition the bear, was in. We weren't really expecting that.
Yeah. I mean, God, there's all these, lines from the Yogi Bear cartoon show. He was smarter than your average bear because he lived for 2 years with this collar on. He was able to forage. He's able to walk through the woods, run through the woods. There's so many things that this bear must have experienced. And then now, the big question is, you saw him on the trail camera. You're trying to figure out where he is, where he might be, where he could be, or going. How did you catch a 110-pound bear who probably didn't want to be caught?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we had tried to have a game plan in place for how to be able to respond quickly if it did show up again.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's really nice is, even 10 years ago, 5-10 years ago, most people were using trail cameras that you'd have to go out and physically check in the field, in the woods, and
yeah,
look at the SD card, the card, and read the photos. And you're always, you might be weeks behind an animal by mm-hmm. the time you pull it up, depending on how often you're checking it. Now, a lot of people are using cell cams, so they are getting notified, immediately every time a photo gets taken. So that was, I believe that was the case for this bear or this scenario this spring. Somebody got the photo, got it to us right away. Local staff went out there and basically set up a bait station right at that spot to try to get the bear to stay mm-hmm. in one place. And then we've actually been transitioning to newer style bear traps in the Lower Peninsula that are smaller diameter. They're aluminum. They're really nice, but with a bear with its head stuck in a lid this big, we were afraid that it might not either be able to go into the trap, or it might be kind of banging, on the edges of it and not comfortable entering.
Right.
So instead we organized with UP, Upper Peninsula staff, with some of our older, really large diameter traps. And so we had to run one of those down from the UP and get it to this location. And get it set, and we were able to catch the bear pretty much right after, which was really, really nice.
This is so cool. Everybody, we're talking with Cody Norton, wildlife biologist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And I am so you have captured my imagination and curiosity with this whole thing. I'm so excited about this. Now, okay, you using that big trap is probably better because the bear, if he would have bumped into anything with that collar, he would have gone, I'm out of here, you know? You know, I'm not going to be sticking around here.
Yeah, absolutely. That was our thought. And in order to set the traps off that we have, they have to pull on basically a little bait cage at the back of it. And so, you know, the way his head was in this barrel, I don't know, it reminds me of like an old rotary phone. If he's trying to get to his head to the right height of where the bait's going to be in a really small diameter barrel, it might not be possible, or it might be really, really challenging and make him uncomfortable and leave.
Yeah,
our thought.
Yeah, because they're spooky, you know? You know, that's why nature is the way it is.
Yeah.
And well, so you got him in the cage or this trap. You have to anesthetize him to make him take a little nap for you because you're not going to play, you know, patsies with a 110-pound bear. And then how'd you get it off? Just cut it off?
Yeah. I think the local wildlife technician went on a little shopping spree at Home Depot that morning, tried to just have, you know, everything we could possibly need to be able to cut through the material and do it safely next to the bear's neck. So it was basically just cutting it off. The lid had cracked in between the two holes, which is interesting, but didn't look like it was, you know, flexing enough or going to be possible for that bear to get the lid off on its own.
Yeah. Now the, you said you checked the bear out then, right?
Yeah. So it had, obviously all of its hair was worn off around its neck. It had some significant scarring around its neck where that barrel had been, you know, spinning around it on it. And then it had an abscess as well next to where the lid had been, but otherwise, you know, the bear was, we usually do body conditions on all of our bears that we handle for research or different management purposes. And it scored pretty well, on that condition score. 110 pounds is pretty typical for a 2-year-old bear. So we were, like I said, you know, pleasantly surprised. We expect it to make a full recovery and, you know, might not have as much hair and might have some scarring that it carries on into the future around its neck. But otherwise, you know, it looks like it should be just fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a couple of years when he has his own little bear family, he could tell his little cubs about the tough life he had working the streets in Michigan, you know, fighting off the animals that grabbed his neck and stuff. He could make all kinds of stories for the little bears in his family. This is so cool, Cody. This is so cool. Now, did you put a tag in his ear?
Yes. So we would have loved to actually get locations on it, right? But our normal method of that is putting a collar on, and we weren't going to do that with this bear. So, yes, we did put an ear tag in. So hopefully, you know, the same method we've been able to keep tabs on him over the last couple of years. People get trail camera photos and share them with us. Or if they show up on DNR trail cams, we should be able to hopefully keep tabs on it, see how it might have recovered, see how that fur's growing on its neck. And yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to at least keep tabs on it that way.
That's cool. Everybody, and there's something like, you know, there's like 13,000 of them in the state of Michigan bears. And I think I saw a little note that 1,700 of them are in the lower Northern Peninsula, like basically Muskegon North. You know, if you draw a line across Apple Avenue from east to west, from there north, there's 1,700 bears that live in this area. And it's just amazing how you guys, the biologists, are getting so much data, so much research to making the outdoors safe for people to enjoy, but making the outdoors perfect for all of wildlife to live. Really, Cody, you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
we're constantly trying to balance, you know, having a bear population that provides the benefits of having bears out on the landscape, part of the ecosystem, providing opportunity for people that might just enjoy watching bears or hunting bears. And then you're trying to balance that with minimizing conflicts between people and bears. So it's just trying to find that sweet spot for the bear population.
Right. And always remember, don't feed the bears.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't feed the bears. Cody, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about whatever you named this friendly little bear, you know, to become part of the history and the lore of the Bears of Michigan. Okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with LUN rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock and low rebates as high as $2,500 on 2024s and 2025s powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right. A 4-year gold Mercury warranty free on any new Mercury motor. And they're dealing on prices on top of that right now. Wow. But those 2026 Lunds and low models are powered by a Mercury that are coming in. Really need to make room for them. So now they can get those deals out on the table that you can't say no to. So come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or visit the website at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price on a new boat.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some
call it a wild. Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake, not a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, on the phone, we need to get him on more because, number one, he's a great fishing guide. Number two, he's a great fisherman and does a lot in the community, a lot with a lot of different organizations and things. Number three, he's a member of the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward, Wisconsin. He even got... What was that?
I am an inductee.
Yes, he's an inductee into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, and he touched his plaque.
Yes, I did.
Everyone, Mike Norris.
Good morning, Chauncey. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
To your audience, good morning to them, too.
Oh, God, yes. And they're all, and, you know, Mike has been guiding a number of years in the Big Green Lake, correct?
Yeah, Big Green Lake is my primary lake, and I do other lakes in the area of around Big Green Lake, which is in south central Wisconsin.
Yeah, so it's easy for anyone to get to, whether you live in Wisconsin, northern Illinois, eastern Iowa, you know, even southeast, you know, Minnesota. It's a very simple place to go. And so we're talking to Mike, and you've been on the water this morning how long?
I've been on a half hour, and I'm on a lake called Fox Lake right now, which is 2,300 acres, a very shallow lake. 65% of the lake is probably under 5 feet, but it does have some deep water, and it's got everything imaginable: crappies, walleyes, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, northern pike, an overabundance of northern pike, matter of fact, and an overabundance of largemouth bass. And to prove that, it's 80 something degrees out, and the water temperature is 84 right now. And I've been out a half hour, and I've already boated 5 bass.
This is the guide you want to go with.
They never tell you to go midday.
I know. I loved going out fishing with, you know, I'd be on a lake and, you know, someone would say, why are you out here? It's the middle of the lake. And I'd say, because you can catch fish any time of the day. You just got to, you know, keep doing it. And boom, 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 right next to their boat, I catch a largemouth bass and they go, we should have brought our poles.
this is a Mike Norris secret. When you go this time of the day, everybody's off the lake already. So you got it yourself.
That's like deer hunting. Wait for everybody to go in for lunch.
You got it.
They'll move everybody around for you. But now, Mike, yeah, let's, you know, the 84 degree weather. We've had weather as high as 95, 98, and it's been just horrendously, horrendously hot. And, you know, what is that, you know, does that really affect fishing or does it not affect fishing?
Well, it you know, fish are going to bite all summer long. Otherwise, they would get real, you know, skinny and look like they're sick. But this time of the year, like in Green Lake, Green Lake's 236 feet deep. And it thermoclines at about 35 feet. So you'll see a lot of fish that will move. These, when I say fish, I mean bass, smallmouth bass and largemouth bass, and northern pike, that will move out to the outside edge of the weed line, or they'll move to the first drop off, and they'll hang just above that thermocline.
Because, I mean, not to sound, make it simplistic, they're like us. You're going to hide close to the weeds to be in the shade. And then, hey, you know, I want to cool off a little bit. They drift a little bit and drop towards that thermocline. They hit that sweet spot in their lounge chair and they hang there for a while and they go, let's go find a minnow to eat, you know?
Well, you know what, Chauncey? No one gave me that message because I'm sitting in the sunshine right now. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I need to get a tan, right?
Yes.
But anyhow, Green Lake, you start looking. The bluegills will congregate in deep water. The more we get into the summer, the more they group, the more they go deeper, with the exception they won't go any deeper than the thermocline. The bass, on the other hand, will follow them. So when my guys are looking at electronics and they go, I have trouble seeing bass on my electronics. How do you do it, Mike? I tell them I never really look for the bass. I just look for the bluegills because they're easy to spot on your electronics. You know, they're in big groups, big balls. And if you catch or you see on your electronics groups of bluegills out in that deep water, just start fishing that area. I will guarantee you the bass will be there.
Oh, yeah, they will be. They most definitely will be. And I think that's, you know, I tell people, follow the buffet table, and the bluegill are the buffet table.
They sure are. That's absolutely true. The other thing is smallmouth bass love perch. So if you can find schools of perch, it's the same thing all over. And don't get me wrong, they will eat bluegills also, but the largemouth bass goes more towards the bluegills, and the smallmouth likes those long, skinny fish. Mm-hmm. They think they're cigars. So.
I like those long, skinny fish, too, on a frying pan, don't I? Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are good, aren't they?
Oh, God, they are so good.
And I figured out why they're so good, because really they're small and it's the breading that tastes so good.
All right, but that's pretty good. Now, you know, here we are, middle July, going in the, a little further into later July. What kind of baits are you? Are you cranking baits? Are you just using jigs? Are you live baiting? And are you using slip bobber? What's the program, my friend?
No, I'm not much of a live bait fisherman until the fall. And I'll get to that in a minute. So this time of the year, I am fishing with artificials, and I like to go, what I failed to mention when we were talking about smallmouth bass in particular, is they also love crayfish. And crayfish will move out to the deeper weed edges and rock piles that are mixed in those weeds, and they'll hang out there in the summer. So the bass are out there looking for the crayfish. So my number one bait is a Strike King structure jig. That was the Denny Brower jig that's got an eyelet in the front of the jig rather than on top of the jig. And the reason its eyelet is where it's at is it helps that lure go through the weeds, because the weeds don't catch on an eyelet that is parting the weeds rather than catching the weeds, which is bad with a hook or an eyelet that sticks straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pair that with a Strike King Rage Craw. There's some other base, Drastic Plastic, makes a nice crawfish trailer. And that isn't my numbers game, okay? But that's my big fish game. If I got clients that are looking to catch a trophy fish, that absolutely is a bait that will catch big largemouth and big smallmouth bass. If I want to catch numbers, then I go with a drop shot.
And that drop shot, you just put it down there, tighten the line, and jiggle that tip just a hair.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good point. You know, one of the things that's very interesting, of course, is forward-facing sonar, because when I'm out there and I cast the drop shot out, I can see it falling, and I see the weight, and I see the lure, which is 24 inches up. That's plastic worm.
Mm-hmm.
Now someone may ask, what do you use, Mike? Well, okay, I use a KVD Dream Shot, and I use it in KVD Magic or Watermelon Red. I always have a saying, Chauncey. People in the boat ask me, what color do you like to fish, or what color should I fish? And I always tell them, you can fish any color you want as long as it's green. Simple as that. That's the story in the north.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you look at the pros, you know, it's amazing the manufacturers have 25 or 30 different colors out there. And then you go in one of the Elite Series angler's boat, and he's only carrying two colors, green or black and blue.
Yeah, I would say green. Green would make sometimes a little red in it, and black and blue.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if you can get green with gold in it or gold and purple, Z-Man makes a thing called the TRD, the 2 3/4 inch worm, mm-hmm. elastic worm. And if you can get it in green pumpkin goby, that thing is the most intense color. Bass will hit that left and right. Rock bass will hit it. Bluegills will hit it. Crappies will hit it. That color, I wish they'd made that color in a in like a 5-inch Senko, but they don't. But that color is the most fantastic color. And one of the things about the small baits like that is people don't realize, but before you put them on a Ned jig, stretch them out. They're shiny. What bait looks shiny, right? Mm-hmm. None of them. Live bait, I mean.
Right.
So you stretch it out, and what it does is it releases that salt that's impregnated in the bait, and it gives it a rougher look, so you've got a better sense of taste with the salt,
mm-hmm.
and you've got this, and it makes it float better, too. And that's one of the tips that a lot of people don't know about. I see them get in the boat, and they start throwing Ned rigs, and I go, whoa, hold on, back up, let's get this thing where it should be. And they go, what do you mean? I say, here, you got to stretch it out and get it elastic and get it rough looking, and then toss it out there. and it makes a difference.
That's very good. That's a good concept for everybody to remember. If you're going to be fishing it like that, you got to, you know, add a little bit to it. You make it a little different, open them up, get that flavor out there.
Yes.
And then they just hold on to the rod.
And I think when it sinks it, because it's got a rougher edge now to it, I think it also traps and holds some bubbles.
Yeah.
Which is an advantage too, you know, as it makes it almost like it looks like a ringworm.
Yeah. Because anything that, you know, any movement, glitter, bubble, it's the fish go, what? What's that over there? Let me look, you know? They just got to check it out.
That is for sure. And but gold, yeah. Green, I know you said red. Right now I'm using actually a Bass Pro Shop. Stinko bait, I believe they call them. It's a 5-inch. And I'm using watermelon, red, and gold. So your color red, my color gold.
That's right.
Green pumpkin. Yeah.
That's five fish later in 30 minutes.
That's right. And I missed one or two.
Okay.
I wasn't expected to be that fast.
Hey, Mike, would you mind if I called you back in a couple of months just to see what it's looking like for the fall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You got to talk to me about the fall. It is, without a doubt, the best time to be up here fishing for trophy smallmouth bass. And that starts in late September, and it goes through October and November. So it's, what, almost mid-July, right? So
yeah.
Mid-August, mid-September. Yeah, a couple months would be
Couple months, we'll have a little conversation. Well, hey, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of our friend Mike Norris?
Well, they can reach me by phone. My cell phone is area code 630-842-8199. And I also want to mention, if they want to see the kind of fish we're catching, I'm catching, my clients are catching, go to my Facebook page. And I know there's a million Mike Norris's in Facebook, so let me make it simple. You go to Facebook, you go to the homepage, you go to the search magnifying glass up there and type in Mike, period, Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, period, 7773, and that'll bring you right to my page. And you'll see what my fishing expedition is like for my clients.
Sounds good to me, Mike. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. Okay, my friend?
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Chauncey. Have a great day.
I will.
And
everyone,
your audience too.
Everyone, that's Mike Norris, a true great fisherman, friend, and buddy. Really. Everybody, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with LUN rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock and low rebates as high as $2,500 on 2024s and 2025s powered by your Mercury outboard, plus a four-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a four-year gold Mercury warranty free on any new Mercury motor, and they're dealing on prices on top of that right now. Wow. But those 2026 Lunds and low models are powered by a Mercury that are coming in, really need to make room for them. So now they can get those deals out on the table that you can't say no to. So come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit the website at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price on a new boat.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy, little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're having some fun today, because I'm still having fun. Hey, Captain Tony was on the beginning of the show. We were talking about the salmon fishing and stuff with him. But really, when we got into those steelhead, oh, that sun went up, and as soon as it got, I want to say maybe – if you look at the sunrise and you put your hand down there, you put one or two hands underneath it, so it's starting to get it up in there in the sky. Those kings just left. I have no idea where they went. But about an hour and a half later, we started picking up steelhead on some longer lines and planer boards, and that activity was just doing so well. I mean, we had a really great time, and those fish were active and jumping and doing all kinds of stuff. Those steelhead are real aerobatic fish. I mean, they'll do cartwheels out of the water. They'll, you know, rip line out. Oh my, that was just so much fun. Oh my goodness. Okay, a couple of other things. Let's talk, first of all, let's get the Aiden fishing report out of the way, because everybody will tell me I didn't talk about Aiden. And so here it goes. And this report is always brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Stop in there, check out the pricing, give them a call and say, I want that Chauncey price on that new boat. Okay? And you'll get a good deal. I guarantee you. Okay. Aiden says, all right, let me open it up here. It says, oh, hi. It says, Papa, during the week, Dad and I and Sue, this Sue's name has popped up a few times, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him when I was up there about Sue, whoever Sue is. We went out and we found salmon to be out on Lake Michigan in 50 to 95 feet of water, going down 80 to 150 feet of water. Wow. You mean in 150, not going down to, but that's okay. We understand, Aiden. We use glow spoons and meat rigs that work pretty good. The people on the pier, we saw a few freshwater drums that they were catching on casting spoons along the shore. We also caught bluegill, smallmouth bass, and carp, and I had one garon, but he bit my line. Hope to see you soon so we can catch some more fish. Your hockey star and favorite grandson, Aiden. And he goes, ha, 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 ha. Because he knows I have three grandsons. They're all my favorite. And
Aiden Fisher Report is brought to you every week by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give him a call. Remember, give me that Chauncey price, please. Oh, let me tell you, just you have to get out early for those big salmon. The perch reports on Lake Michigan, some people are catching them, and you could be 20 feet to the left of the person, and you're not catching a fish. So you have to move around or wait for the fish to move by you. It's not hot and heavy, but you can, and some people have caught a limit of fish. So they just putting in the time and the hours, but you better do it early in the morning. Once again, that early morning is a very big key with all the weather that we've got going on right now. And speaking of weather, I would stay away from all streams and streams where they dump in the large rivers and stuff, because with northern Illinois and central Illinois getting smacked with all this heavy rains, right, Thursday night, Friday, yesterday, it was really, and Wisconsin's gotten a lot of heavy rain. So you're going to see a big upswell in these creeks and smaller streams, which means the fish are going to go off hiding. So, and please be careful. Please, please, please. That's a very important thing. But that's, otherwise you can catch fish. Might be easier to do a little bit of fishing on Lake Michigan, because that's not going to change that water level much at all. The other activity we saw, Kenny Husker O'Malley was fishing the Kankakee River before the heavy rains, and there's a number of photos of him with some smallmouth bass and rock bass, so he did a good job this week. Congratulations to him. Some of the forest preserves in Cook County are doing well, but once again, you can catch fish mid-morning in the big, broad sunlight up and the heat and everything else. But right now, you need to take a look at fishing early morning as soon as you can get out there. And then I would fish a lot more sometimes when we're talking 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, because those fish are coming back up wherever they're hiding, and they're looking in the shadows and in the shallows for something to eat. So those are some key locations, and that's how I've been picking out some salmon up in the forest preserves. It's been very, very good for me when I'm doing that. I'm quite happy when I see that. Some of the forest preserves that we've been seeing are Skokie Lagoon activity. It's going to come up a little bit with the heavy rain, but it will come back down. Bussy Lake had a number of fish being caught, from muskie to in the main pool to pike in the west pool. Largemouth bass are doing well. Walleye on the chain of lakes. Oh, baby, we need to get out there. Oh, my goodness. There's some really quality fish going on the chain of lakes here in Illinois. And once you get zeroed in on them, current location, 6 to 8 inches off the bottom, boom, 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 boom. That's what it's going to be like. That's what. And bluegill fishing, those bluegills on the beds, it is, you're doing catch and release because you're on the beds. But I mean, it is so much fun because those light action rods, small line diameter tests, and then small jigs, you're going to go boom, boom, boom. I can't even tell you. A couple of days when we were up in Michigan last week, we found the bluegills in the shoreline, and it was like throwing anything out there, you caught a fish. Redworms and waxies worked real well. Whack 'em and stack 'em jigs worked out. The cubby mini mites worked really well. If you just flip it out there lightly, let it work, just drag it back, boom, another fish. And it was like this all day long. I can't believe how much fun I had. I felt like I was a little kid with a can of nut, red worms and a cane pole. It was just, oh, my God. What good, 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 good time. Activity up north, we're seeing the Hayward area. That action is definitely on the upswing some more. They're doing quite well, but midday, you need to get off some of those waters because there's a lot more boat traffic on the lakes from resorts and people and private owners. But early morning, late afternoon into the evening, those are some of the best times. Walleye fishing on Lake Geneva, doing quite well as largemouth bass and big fat bluegills. Mark Kubal, one of my reporters and pro staffers for Chauncey's Great Outdoors, got into the hand-sized bluegills and slabber rock bass, and he was fishing as the deeper sides of the weed line edges. Oh, he says you're doing very well. And you're somewhere between 10 and 13 feet of water picking up these big panfish. Oh. And you know what? They tasted real good. I know. On a sad note, though, I've got to tell you this. This past weekend, 4th of July weekend, I don't have the numbers for Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana, but Michigan was a very deadly state for drowning. They had 11 people drown in the state of Michigan. Two in Lake Michigan, and everything else was inland waters. Life jackets. If you're on a boat, wear a life jacket, and you know, don't do that. And so many people. I was reading another article about when there's more than one person drowning. A lot of times, it's a father and a child, his child, that wound up drowning because neither the kid is in distress. The dad goes in, and they're both in distress. Please, that's the life jackets. Or every time you click it, it says, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Remember that. That's my line. And always wear a life jacket when you're out on a smaller boat because it will keep you alive a lot longer than. And some people, their boats even blew away from them on White Lake. There was a little sailboat. The wind blew it over, took it down away, and the kid could not get back to the boat, and he didn't have a life jacket on. So please, let's make sure our weekends have numbers like zero drownings. It is very important, very, very important. You can now apply for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. They have an online reserved hunt program I think there's a dollar fee on tap, but you can, you know, dove hunts, deer hunts, a number of different programs that are really, really cool and just allow people more access to the great outdoors. So the dove hunters, there's I think 6 or 7 different places to go hunting throughout the state. You're also seeing activity, as I mentioned, for deer, goose hunting. They also have great programs where you're hunting private lands but through a permit on a certain weekend, a certain date. But when you apply, you have to have your license, and you make sure for this coming year, and just make sure you get everything planned out and lined up. But all of it's online, no paper. All online, and the other important thing is no late fees. You got till July 30th at 11:59 p.m. In order to get your applications in, and that's a really cool program that they do in the Indiana areas. Okay, we got that, we got that, we got that. We had some great interviews today. We had things like that, and I think I pretty much got a lot of things. Whoop, I can hear something in the background working. That's the flute, folks, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from a good friend of mine, Apensui Majuat. And he said, "They are not dead who live in the hearts they leave behind." Remember that. They are not dead who live in the hearts they leave behind. That's very, very true. Please forget, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Okay? And you know what? We'll never forget Ann Graczek, just one of my mothers that we lost this week. Take care, everybody.